Welcome back, Namsuran. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to Ezekiel, the man, the priest, and the prophet, whose extraordinary visions and forceful messages arose from the painful experience of exile. Ezekiel can seem difficult at first. His book contains symbolic actions, unsettling warnings, detailed descriptions, and some of Scripture's most memorable visions. Yet beneath this vivid imagery lies a coherent concern. How can a holy God remain present with a people who have broken covenant, lost their land, and watched Jerusalem fall? That question gives Ezekiel's writing both its severity and its enduring hope. We will meet Ezekiel among the Judean exiles in Babylon, where he receives his prophetic call beside the river Chebar. Ezekiel 1-3 introduces the overwhelming vision of God's glory and the prophet's commission as a watchman. His priestly background matters here. It helps explain his close attention to holiness, purity, worship, sacred space, and the temple. But Ezekiel does not serve in an ordinary sanctuary. He becomes a prophet in exile, carrying God's word to a displaced and resistant community. As we explore the book, listen for several major themes and their key references: God's glory and presence in Ezekiel 1, 10, 11, and 43, personal responsibility in chapters 18 and 33, prophetic watchmanship in chapters 3 and 33, judgment for idolatry and covenant unfaithfulness throughout chapters 8 through 24, and God's concern that the nations recognize his holiness, expressed repeatedly in the words, "They shall know that I am the Lord." The book also moves toward restoration. Ezekiel 34 portrays God as the true shepherd. Chapter 36 speaks of a new heart and a new spirit. Chapter 37 presents the valley of dry bones and the promise of renewed life. Chapters 40 through 48 culminate in a renewed vision of sacred order, life-giving water, restored land, and a city defined by God's presence. Ezekiel therefore invites us to hold judgment and hope together. What changes when a priest without a temple discovers that divine glory is not confined to one building or one land, and that exile itself can become the place where God speaks?